Digging up a live plant and replanting it so that it lives is a delicate procedure. You wait for the right time when the shock of replanting will have the least effect. You carefully loosen the plant all around. Then you lift it out ever so gently, keeping as much dirt on the roots as possible. Then you replant it in a carefully selected and prepared spot, giving the plant extra water, food, and care. Most of us can move plants successfully, but how many of us know when and how to move people, especially our children, without causing undue harm? Let's face it, we live in a mobile society. Many families move every 4 or 5 years. Few children go to school in the same city from kindergarten through high school. People often move because of better job opportunities. Yet the process of moving affects all aspects of life for every family member. So you must carefully evaluate a potential move on the basis of more than just a job. Without question, children suffer the most from a move. They lose the friends, teachers, activities, and the places that are familiar to them. The older they are, the more difficult it is for them to adjust. After one move with our teenage daughters, I commented to Mary, "That was an easy move." She said, "You were in the wrong car." They cried for several hours as we left our old city. And the effect of a move on the wife must be considered too. She is the one who usually cleans and sells the house, transfers the children's school records, packs and unpacks. Years ago, my wife had a baby, typed my master's thesis, and moved twice, all in 6 months. At the same time, our ministry included activities with students in our home. We didn't realize the physical impact those 6 months had on Mary until almost a year later. Then we had to reduce her activities due to illness for a time until she regained her strength. The quality of your spiritual life is a vital consideration, too. If you and your family have deep spiritual feeding and a vital ministry in your present community, you need to carefully weigh any changes. On the other hand, a new job in a new location can stimulate new ministry opportunities, new growth by stepping out in faith, and renewed motivation on the job. Ultimately, there are no rules on when to move or stay where you are. To seek God's will for you and your family, you must spend time on your knees. God longs for the best for you, so take the time to discern His will, then do it. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, this is Jerry White.